This is a body scan practice, and this practice is usually done lying down on a mat or a thick rug or even on a bed if you can stay awake. It can also be done sitting in a chair if that's more comfortable for you. So, taking the time to get comfortable, choosing a time and a place where you're unlikely to be disturbed. It can be nice to have a blanket to cover the body with, and perhaps a folded blanket or a thin pillow under the head to allow your shoulders and neck to feel more relaxed. Legs can be fully stretched out, or if it's more comfortable, the knees can be bent with the feet flat on the floor. Arms are alongside the body. Palms can be facing upwards or facing inwards. Usually this practice is done with the eyes closed, but if you find that you're feeling very sleepy, it can be helpful to explore opening the eyes from time to time. So, settling into the posture and really noticing the contact your body has with the floor or with the bed or with the chair. Noticing all the places where your body is supported, perhaps at the feet, the backs of the heels, the legs, the buttocks, part of the back, maybe the shoulders and the arms, and the back of the head. And really just noticing this contact with the mat or with the ground. And during this practice, we're going to focus on different parts of the body and just try to be curious about what's there, about what can be noticed. Noticing any sensations at all. There's no right way or wrong way to do this practice. It's just about being curious and noticing your own experience. You don't have to try hard at this. In fact, it's more of a letting go than a striving. So just relaxing into the practice. And then beginning to focus on your breathing. And if you're in a lying position, the easiest place to focus is often on the stomach, on the abdomen. So it's just noticing the movement as you breathe in and as you breathe out. The rise of the stomach on the in-breath and the fall of the stomach on the out-breath. And there's no need to change the breathing. The way you are breathing naturally is just fine. It's just bringing your attention towards this experience of breathing. And then at times, it may be that the mind will wander off. In fact, that's pretty likely. That's just what minds do. And so when the mind wanders, just noticing where it goes to, maybe planning or thinking about the past or wherever, just noticing where it goes and inviting the attention back to the practice. In this case, back to noticing the in-breath and the out-breath. And then, when you're ready, we'll begin to move through the different parts of the body, noticing sensations in all these different places. So beginning first by moving your awareness all the way down the body, down the legs, and all the way to the feet, to the left foot and the right foot, and even all the way down to the toes of both feet. And just noticing anything that you can about your toes. So maybe it's possible to notice temperature. Do the toes feel warm or cold or somewhere in between? Or maybe a sense of touch, like the sense of touch with your socks or with the blanket or with the air. Sometimes it's possible to notice a feeling of tingling or pulsing here, but sometimes it's not. And you're not really looking for anything in particular. You're just trying to direct your attention all the way down to the toes of the left foot and the right foot. And then it's the soles of the feet. Noticing any sensations in the soles of your feet and the heels of your feet and in both ankles and in the tops of your feet. And then just being aware of all of your left foot and all of your right foot. And then if you like, you could even imagine that you're able to breathe down oxygen, life, all the way down the legs and all the way down to the feet. And on your next out-breath, just letting go of your awareness of this region and moving the attention up to the lower legs, so the calves at the back and the shins at the front, and noticing any sensations here. And then further up towards the knees, just checking in, how are your knees right now? Noticing any sensations maybe within the structure of the knees or all the way out to the skin on the outside. And checking, where is your attention in this moment, right now? Maybe the mind's wandered off towards thinking. And if so, again, just accepting that's the way it is. And noticing where the mind's gone and inviting it back to this practice and right now back to noticing any sensations in the knees. And then the upper legs. So the upper part of the left leg and the upper part of the right leg. And just noticing any sensations here. And then being aware of both legs together, all of the left leg, all of the right leg. If you like, imagining that you can breathe life down into this region. And on your next out-breath, just letting go of it and moving your attention, moving your awareness up towards the whole region of the pelvis. So maybe noticing any sensations of contact that you have between your buttocks and the mat or the chair or the bed. Maybe noticing any sense of pressure here. And sensations in the right hip and the left hip. And any sensations throughout this whole region of your pelvis. And then imagining that you can breathe into this region. And on the next out-breath, letting go of it, letting it dissolve in your mind's eye, and moving your attention to the area of your back, and in particular to the lower back. And just seeing, how does your lower back feel right now? Maybe it's comfortable or maybe it doesn't feel so comfortable. And you're just really noticing how it is. And then the area of the middle of your back. And then the upper part of your back. And being aware of the whole area of your back. And breathing into this area. And on an out-breath, letting go of it and moving your awareness to the front of the body and to the area of the stomach, the abdomen. And just seeing, how does this area feel right now? Maybe it's relaxed or maybe there's some tension here. And either way, you're not trying to change what you're experiencing. We tend to do that all the time in life, For this practice, we're just trying to notice what our experience is. So just noticing how things are in this region of the stomach. Maybe connecting again with the breathing here. Just noticing the movement as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And this movement is continuing all the time. And it's always possible to notice it. Sometimes when things are difficult or we feel unbalanced, it can be helpful to tune into the breathing. Just simply tune into that feeling of movement as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And then moving the attention to the upper part of the chest. And again, maybe here noticing the slightly smaller, slightly more subtle movement that's associated with the breathing. And again, breathing into this whole region at the front of the body. And on the out-breath, letting go of it. And moving your awareness to your arms, to both arms. And all the way down the left arm and right arm to the hands. And to the fingers. And just noticing any sensations here. Is there any sense of touch that you can notice? Or maybe temperature. Or maybe pulsing or tingling. So just checking in to see what's your experience right now of your left hand and your right hand. And the lower arms then. And both elbows. And both upper arms. And then if you like, imagining that you can draw oxygen down, breathe it down into the left arm and right arm. And on the next out-breath, just letting go of the arms and moving the attention to the area of the shoulders. And just seeing how do the shoulders feel right now. Sometimes the shoulders can be a part of the body that we carry a lot of tension in. So just seeing what's there right now. And maybe we'll spend a few rounds of breathing at this part of the body. So if you like, imagining that you're just breathing into the area of the shoulders. And on the next out-breath, just letting go of the shoulders and inviting them to relax, even just a tiny bit. And then again, in your own time, breathing into the area of the shoulders. And on the out-breath, just inviting them again, just to let go. Just to see if that's possible. And then a final time again. Breathing into the shoulders. And on the out-breath, just letting go of them and letting them dissolve in your mind's eye and moving your attention to the area of the neck. Just seeing how your neck is. And the area of the jaw. Just noticing how your jaw feels. And the mouth. And all the parts of the mouth. The tongue and the teeth, the upper lip and the lower lip, the nose, the tip of the nose, the left cheek and the right cheek, both of your eyes. How do the eyes feel right now? And the forehead. Just noticing any sensations in your forehead. and then the left ear and the left side of the head, and the right ear and the right side of the head, the back of the head, and then noticing any sensations in the top of your head, the crown of your head. And being aware then of the whole area of the head and of the face. And often the face in particular has to work really hard during the day, making all the different expressions we do. But just in this moment, seeing if it's possible to just let the face rest. Just let it be as it is. And then returning your awareness to the whole body. Becoming aware of the whole body lying here on the mat or on the bed or maybe sitting in a chair. Just being aware of your whole body resting. And noticing again the breathing. The rise of the stomach on the in-breath and the gentle fall of the stomach on the out-breath. And noticing the contact that your body still has with all the places where it's being supported. So maybe at the back of the head, maybe the shoulders, parts of the back, the arms, the buttocks. Noticing where in your legs that you're in contact with the mat or the bed. Maybe the soles of the feet or the heels. Just noticing all the places that your body's being supported. And just lying here and breathing. And then, as you come towards the end of this practice, beginning to slowly introduce some movement back into the body. Perhaps just moving the hands and moving the toes. And really gradually starting to come out of this practice. It can be nice to take your time doing this. Maybe eventually rolling over onto one side and coming to sit up. And then just bringing any sense of steadiness or any sense of being balanced into the next parts of your day.